It's time for Vets Info on the Air, heard every Monday morning at this time, featuring Lackawanna County Veteran Service Officer Josh Benega. The program is brought to you each week by the Dawson VFW Strand Sabo Post 5247, Madison VFW Lackawanna County Post 1656, great service organizations that are proud to be of service to this area in a variety of ways. Now, Vets Info on the Air. And we say good morning on this Monday to Josh Benega, Lackawanna Veteran Service Officer. How you doing there, Josh?
I got some spring fever going today.
You do?
Well, I had it going this weekend, too, you know.
Yeah, you were kind of busy with projects and things this weekend.
I did a couple projects around the house, you know, new lights and...
Little utility trailer together, you said, and stuff?
I was putting together new machinery for my little blower, machine shed and leaf blower.
You're a regular Mr. Homeowner there.
Well, putting the stimulus money to work.
There you go. Well, stimulating the economy.
That's right.
Good. But now you got to work.
Nah. So. I'm kidding out there. Of course I work.
Forget that. Yeah.
Love my job.
Yeah. Well, if you love your job, you're not really working. So
exactly.
That's how I feel.
100% about it, so. Agree right. with you there.
Well, let's salute a veteran today.
In that case, you haven't worked for quite a long time.
I haven't worked for about 50 years.
Of course, today we're saluting Staff Sergeant Lewis Paul Keimig. Lewis was born on January 15th, 1914 in Creston, Nebraska, and passed away on March 3rd, 2010. He entered active duty in the United States Army Air Force on June 4th, 1941 at Fort Snelling. Was honorably discharged 4 years later on September 16th, 1945 at Camp McCoy, Wisconsin. He was a crew chief with Section C of the 2126th Base Unit out of Laredo, Texas. He did spend 2 years, 9 months, and 25 days overseas service in the Southwest Pacific during World War II. Took part in battles of Papua New Guinea and the East Indies. Some medals and ribbons that he earned were the Army Air Force Technician Badge. He was a marksman with the 1911 pistol, Good Conduct Medal, the Asiatic Pacific Theater Service Medal, the American Defense Service Medal, 5 overseas service bars because he spent over 2.5 years overseas service, 4 discharge emblems, and a lapel button. So we thank you, Lewis, for your service and sacrifice to this great nation because, as we all know, freedom is not free.
Very good. Thanks to the vets.
Absolutely. Every day is Veterans Day in my office.
And we've got a special event for the vets coming up here. Maybe you want to mention that now.
Yes. Vietnam veterans, supporters, and guests, you are invited to a commemoration of the 50th anniversary of the Vietnam War. This commemoration's been... going for quite some time now because the Vietnam War is considered from 1955 to 1975. So there's a few more years left in this 50th anniversary commemoration. There will be a dinner for Vietnam veterans on Saturday, April 10th at 5:30 p.m. at the Madison VFW Post 1656 right here in Madison. Good meal, good show. I'm a member of the VFW there, so we've been talking about that quite regularly at our last few meetings. Those interested must RSVP by Saturday, April 3rd. You can call Emily at 320-226-1920 before 3 p.m., or you can call a VFW at 598-7498 after 3 p.m. in RSVP.
Okay, and today is... Vietnam War Veterans Recognition Day.
Yes, Vietnam Veterans Recognition Day. It's please say thank you for your service to anybody you know that served in Vietnam.
Right, that was kind of a thankless job at the time. So
at the time, yes,
time to make up for lost time there.
Yes, and one of the mottos of the Vietnam Veterans of America service organization. Made by for Vietnam veterans by Vietnam veterans. One of their mottos is never again.
So salute to the veterans.
Absolutely,
especially the Vietnam vets today.
Especially our Vietnam veterans today. So thank you for your service. America owes you a debt of gratitude. If you have any questions on benefits or programs for Vietnam veterans, please let me know.
All right. Well, let's talk about the topic at hand today. It has to do with COVID-19 vaccinations and the Save Lives Act. So tell us about that.
A press release came out on March 24th discussing VA's plans to allow all veterans, spouses, and caregivers access to COVID-19 vaccinations. President Biden signed the Save Lives Act into law on the 24th, expanding VA's legal authority to provide COVID-19 vaccinations to all veterans, regardless of their VA healthcare enrollment status, as well as veteran spouses, caregivers, and some beneficiaries. The Save Lives Act removes some of the legal limits on the medical care VA can provide to veterans based on healthcare eligibility and priority groups. The expanded authority depends on readily available COVID-19 vaccine supplies and requires VAs to continue to prioritize vaccinations and healthcare delivery to our nation's veterans enrolled in VA care. According to Secretary of Veterans Affairs Dennis McDonough, the Save Lives Act increases the number of individuals who are eligible to get life-saving COVID-19 vaccinations from VA from 9.5 million to more than 33 million. Meeting the task of vaccinating this expanded population will be a tremendous undertaking for the VA and will require a significant increase in our allocation of vaccine supply, but I am confident that VA's workforce is up to the task. VA is providing COVID-19 vaccinations to veterans and employees per its COVID-19 vaccination plan. As of March 24th, VA has fully vaccinated over 1.5 million individuals, including veterans, VA employees, and federal partners. The next steps in VA's prioritized expansion efforts are to offer the vaccine to all enrolled veterans, approximately 9.5 million of them, followed by those outlined in the bill as vaccine supply permits. Non-enrolled veterans as defined in the new legislation, including those without service-connected disabilities who have incomes above VA's threshold, overseas veterans who rely on the foreign medical program, veteran caregivers who are enrolled in either the Program for Comprehensive Assistance for Family Caregivers or the Program of General Caregiver Support Services, veteran caregivers enrolled in certain geriatrics and extended care programs such as veteran-directed care, bowel and bladder, home and based primary care, and VA's medical foster home program. Civilian health and medical programs of the Department of Veterans Affairs recipients or CHAMP VA recipients and veteran spouses. VA currently receives approximately 200,000 first or single doses of COVID-19 vaccine each week. VA estimates that it will need a minimum of 300,000 first or single doses of COVID-19 vaccine currently using VA healthcare. VA estimates that it will need approximately 600,000 first or single doses of COVID-19 vaccine each week to further expand vaccination to all individuals outlined in House Resolution 1276. First or single dose supply is the best indicator of VA's capacity to offer expanded COVID-19 vaccination. Interested veterans and their caregivers and veteran spouses who qualify under this legislation, there's a website you can go to that'll be in the Dawson Sentinel and the Western Guard this week to get more information about COVID-19 vaccines at VA. Updates will be provided regarding the availability of vaccine supply and other resources. So,
it's probably a good idea to, you know, if they can get it through the VA or whatever, that's a, because now they're opening it up, the vaccinations up to everybody. So it's going to be kind of hard. There's going to be a lot of competition out there in the marketplace.
I received about five phone calls, two from the VA and three from local sources asking if I, you know, need a COVID-19 vaccine or would like to get one.
Yep.
I've already been vaccinated with both doses, so I'm good to go there. But if they're contacting me, they should be contacting other people as well.
Right, and they have been, I know.
Yes.
They've put it on the radio and everything else when they've had extra. So, you know, if you want it, you should be able to get it, but if you can get it through the VA.
I'm not even signed up at Thrifty White Drug. I never did sign up at Thrifty White Drug. But Thrifty White Drug called me.
Yep.
Asked if I'd be interested.
Yep, they're the same for the clinic and everything. They're calling around trying to find. They don't want it to go to waste.
Right, so. Exactly. Waste so. Not, want not.
And that's right. So get your vaccination. I've had both shots. So I had got a little achy and tired after the second one, but that was it. And not enough to keep me from working.
I had a headache and my body ached a little bit.
Some people are kind of worried about that, but it was for some people it's a little more of a big deal than others.
Yeah, some people have told me that the second shot really kicked them in the behind.
Right, but after a day or so, everybody's usually good to go again.
Yeah.
So. Yeah, it means your immune system's working. So.
That's right.
All right. Well, if anybody wants to get a hold of you, Josh, how do they do that?
You can contact our office in the lower level of the courthouse, open 8:30 to 4:30, Monday through Friday. There is a little bit of construction going on down in my office. So, you know, things might be a little, what's the word, astray or askew?
out of place.
Out of place. Simplify.
Messy.
Messy. but you can reach us by phone at 598-3445. We are going to be closed this Friday, April 2nd, in observance of Good Friday. So beware of that. So we're only open Monday through Thursday this week, but you can reach us by phone at 598-3445. And there might be some information on this on the Veterans Linkage line as
well.
What's
that number, Josh?
1-888-LINK-VET, 1-888-546-5838, or on the website, minnesotaveteran.org.
Very good. And you have a good Easter, and we'll see you again next Monday.
Sounds good, and happy Easter to everyone out there.
Josh Benega, Lac Parle Veteran Service Officer, Vets Info on the Air here on Q92.
Vets Info on the Air is brought to you every Monday morning at this time by Madison VFW Lac Parle County Post 1656 and Dawson VFW Strand Sabo Post 5247. Join us again next week at this same time for Vets Info on the Air right here on 92.1 FM Q92.